AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. As the Republican National Convention kicks off in Milwaukee, questions are still being asked about security in western Pennsylvania. Namely, how did a gunman get close enough to nearly kill a former president, Donald Trump? This morning, ABC's George Stephanopoulos asked Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about one aspect of security.
A letter from the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee suggests your department may have, quote, rebuffed multiple requests from President Trump's security detail to increase protective resources. How do you respond to that?
That is an unequivocally false assertion. We keep very close watch on a very dynamic threat environment.
He says a thorough and independent review will be conducted. As for Donald Trump, he is in Milwaukee where the convention is being held. He still is not named a running mate, but could reveal his vice presidential pick today. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday will not affect the RNC schedule this week. So says Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming.
I have not had it suggested to me that there will be any major changes in his schedule at all, or for that matter, for the schedule for the whole convention.
Civic media coverage of the RNC continues throughout the day and will bring you a live one-hour special report tonight at 7. Governor Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns from the area around the Republican convention this week. Wisconsin law lets people carry guns, and local governments can't enact bans. However, no one but law enforcement is allowed to have a gun inside the hard security zone, including at the convention itself. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You might notice a white foam on our lakes sometimes, and officials say do not come into contact with it because that foam contains the forever chemicals known as PFAS. Well, a new study shows the foam on Lake Monona has the most concentrated amount of PFAS in Wisconsin. For context, the federal government says drinking water cannot have more than 4 parts per trillion of the forever chemicals. The foam on Lake Monona has 328,000 parts per trillion. However, the water itself in the lake is in much better shape overall. So officials just say, please stay away from that foam when you see it. And UW-Madison is considering paving and lighting its portion of the path along Lake Mendota. Some people have said it's tough to navigate the current limestone gravel in the dark. The paving and lights would run from Willow Creek to the UW Limnology Building. They're holding a public meeting on the subject. That's tomorrow from 5 to 8 at the Union. You can also give your feedback through an online survey. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. Adames will once it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A 4 RBI game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main severe threats. There could be some locally heavy rain too. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot and humid, 88 today. 68 tonight, sunny, cooler, 82 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We lost a fellow Pennsylvanian last night. Corey Comparator. I just spoke to Corey's wife and Corey's two daughters. Corey was a girl dad. Corey was a firefighter. Corey went to church every Sunday. Corey loved his community. Most especially, Corey loved his family. Corey was an avid supporter of the former president.
Yes, he was. And condolences to his family and friends. It is 7 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. And look at who we have.
Well, I don't have a jingle for her.
I know, but we have a special guest. Look
How
at her.
You? I asked if you had an opening, and apparently you did. Hello.
Yes,
hello. Hello, young lady.
As I said,
your name
Boston,
is Stephanie Miller,
as
correct?
As I said at Boston Sexy Liberal, he's fine. Let's get on with the D jokes. Okay. Listen, people.
I just had a piece of news cross.
Uh-oh.
Judge has dismissed the classified documents case against Trump.
Oh, what?
God, really?
Hold on.
Really?
Hold
really?
On.
Really? I'm going back to bed.
Yeah,
but why? Why did you come down now? Look at what happened.
Now what have I done?
Judge dismisses Donald Trump's classified documents.
With prejudice?
Dear God.
Hold on. It's been dismissed by Aileen Cannon. Judge ruled the special counsel Jack Smith's appointment was unconstitutional.
It was not.
Oh, my God.
The superseding indictment is dismissed because Special Counsel Smith's appointment violates the Appointments Clause of the United States Constitution.
Now, this is appealable.
This is a developing story. Please check back.
I believe this is an appealable thing. We have Dean on tomorrow, so we can talk to Dean about it tomorrow. Uh-oh, her face.
Must he ruin everything? He stole Lawrence O'Donnell from Boston.
Yes.
By the way,
that was the special guest, was Lawrence O'Donnell on Saturday, and unfortunately, he could not be there.
Can I just say what a really amazing kind you wouldn't think cuddly. He is cuddly.
Yes, he is.
We had to use America's treasure, Carol Burnett, as bait lure him. Do you understand the amount of emails that went back and forth to get Lawrence? And he flew all the way to Boston for
he
me.
Did.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Sexy Liberal, which was amazing. I'd been talking to him about New York, and I just threw out, are you going to, you know, in your hometown, if you happen to be there?
Yeah.
And he flew there for me.
That is so cool.
That is cool.
He landed at 6 o'clock. And literally, you guys in my hotel room, I'm like, no.
Yeah, he just landed when it happened.
I'm like, no. The minute I knew Trump was fine, I was like, oh. And because I knew it,
right,
you know. And
right.
So, of course, you know, Lawrence calls and he's like, I got to be on hold to do live shots for MSNBC.
Right.
Also, they're concerned about security after this happened.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, we had... You know, so
even though we had security, they
yes,
yeah,
yes,
they wanted extra security.
Anyway, so, yeah, but we got to hang out with him afterwards, and he is just an American treasure, as everybody knows, especially in this particular time. So, yeah, we should try to sell all the conversation backstage before the show, but we won't.
Could you record it?
No. Darn it.
Saw lots of photos.
No.
Yeah, I saw the photos. And you wore the dress.
Jody, you guys and Chris, you've been doing a great job. Rude pundit. I'm sorry, but this show is so needed this morning because stop making him a martyr. Yeah. Stop calling him President Trump. Stop. As we knew, all the despicable rhetoric is on their side.
Absolutely. Yes.
President Biden could not have been more presidential, as we knew he would be.
Exactly. Right.
He has never incited violence a day in his life.
Right.
It makes me feel like despicable J.B. Vance is, of course, going to be the VP candidate because he's despicable.
Yes.
Because he blamed this on Biden immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Biden has never engaged in violent rhetoric.
Right.
Donald Trump does not go a day without engaging in violent rhetoric, in inciting violence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you brought up some of the things. I mean, oh, my God. Paul Pelosi on down, Don Jr. posting the hammer
and underwear.
Underwear, and oh, here's my Halloween costume. Like, it's really funny. And then you could tell somebody, which right winger's like, oh, we got to declare Antifa a terrorist organization before they knew any. Well, guess what? He's one of yours. He's a 20-year-old white Republican guy, like they all are pretty much in these shooting. Maybe will you join with us now in trying to get some sensible gun, you know, legislation? You know, as John Fugelsang said, like, well, gun violence finally affected someone he loves.
Mm-hmm. Himself.
Sorry, the only person he seems to love. I mean, it's just, he's back playing golf. President Biden's the one calling this poor family's, you know, this poor victim's family.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, you know, we can go on and on. And I will tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm just.
You have 3 hours to go on and on tomorrow.
I'm just getting warmed up. But no, it's just every Democrat, of course, condemned this. As you know, I brought up, Chris, you remember when General Honoré was on.
Mm-hmm.
He was fantastic. And, you know, but he was talking about Biden's new immunity powers and he should take away Trump's Secret Service.
Glad he didn't.
And I, you know, I said that immediately. I said no. I've always said that. I do not want him to be a martyr. I do not want. And we're the dregs of the left. We're not official Democrats. We're just, you know, but we've never incited violence. Never, ever.
Nope.
And it just, to a person, the right wing, I mean, all of the right wing fever swells immediately. Biden ordered the hit. We have to retaliate. I mean, on and on, right? And it's anyway, what a weekend, right?
What a weekend.
And how, by the way, Chris, thank you for once your naysaying. Stop with the conspiracy stuff on our side.
Yes, I mean, thank you.
Yes, I understand because it's Donald Trump.
Right.
And reality show, you're like, oh, my God, this looks staged. Like, what? I mean, obviously, as you said, Jody, the Secret Service screwed up big
time.
They did.
Like, that doesn't mean, because first of all, I'm sorry, he's too much of a coward to stage this and risk being hurt.
Exactly.
Whatever.
He would not have approved this.
But, I mean, it is a lot of questions, like the witnesses saying they were telling the cops and pointing, and you know, the guy is climbing up the, right,
yeah.
I mean.
And the cops were doing nothing.
You can understand people saying WTF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But why did they let him, if they didn't know there was still an active shooter, why are they letting him fist pump and stand there and
I think they knew he was down.
And,
if you listen to the audio, shooter's down,
but
and then they brought him
there's
up.
Not a second shooter or something. Just that
true.
Whole, you know. Oh, my God. I can't take mainstream media. This now iconic photo of the president. I'm like, oh, God. You know, it's just they're making it like he's Rambo.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Of course, I nobody wants this. We're the ones that keep saying, please join us in sensible gun legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if a presidential candidate protected by Secret Service can be shot, what you think, you know, Mrs. Tudbury in fourth grade is supposed to protect your kids?
Exactly.
With a gun?
Exactly.
I can't imagine Mrs. Flora, my kindergarten teacher,
oh my God.
With an Uzi.
Mrs. Thornton had that one squiggy eye. I mean,
I think Miss Shedding could have taken
Mrs. Somebody. Thornton would have killed all the rest of us, just not on purpose.
Mrs. Weller totally could have taken everybody. She would have.
Oh, Miss Richwine? The girl's gym teacher in high school?
Oh,
she could have.
Oh, she was like a sniper.
Yeah.
I remember. She was like a Navy SEAL. But I mean, I don't know how much closer to home it gets.
I know.
Then it's like the same as every shooter, pretty much, a young, white, registered Republican gun nut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so now it's one of your own. It's at your own. So I'm sorry with these calls for unity. Okay, then stop the violent rhetoric on your side.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody, from President Biden on down, has called for violence on the
not
left.
One.
And, okay. Anyway, it just was a lot, right? This weekend, it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the coverage is just, like, nonstop.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's like the friggin' Kennedy assassination. Are you kidding me? Down into the left. Were they in the grassy knoll? How did he get on the building? I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is like, but you're experiencing what we all experience, that everywhere you go can be a shooting gallery.
Yep.
Do we want to live like that?
I don't.
Anyway, so where else? I don't know.
How was the show?
It was
fantastic. Can I just say, oh, my God. John and Hal and Frangela, Glenn Kirshner, Charlie Pierce, everybody was brilliant. Yeah. And it is a challenging environment.
Yeah, especially.
I mean, you know, for me opening the show, I'm like, oh, like, of course it's going to throw you off.
Of course.
It didn't take me long to get to the D jokes. Did you like the booby dress?
I did. You wore the booby dress.
I'm super slutty. Yeah.
Do you have any pictures?
For America.
Oh, well.
I saw the montage that Francis did, but I haven't seen
it. Oh, yes,
the
I posted
show.
Lots of pictures.
So you actually do have boobs.
I do, Chris. Did you see a lot of people saying Chris is wrong? She's not a surfboard.
She's not a surfboard, yeah, Christopher.
Check out my Hooters.
Chris is right. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, somebody made that for you. Oh, and they also made a bag of rats for me, which I gave them to Bonnie and Clyde.
There's all kinds of stuffed rats
in a bag she made.
That's cool.
It was fantastic.
That's cool.
Anyway, I mean, you know, and you know what's weird, Chris, is so many people bought VIP meet and greet. There, it was already packed, but I think people really wanted in an event like this to be together.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I am so beyond, like, sort of touched and honored. There was one gal that just could not stop crying,
aww,
and I kept, like, you know, wiping her tears and just talking about how much this show has meant to her and how much people, you know, it's gotten them through stuff. People who lost their parents were, you know, just sort of connecting to my journey, and it really is an incredible experience. And I mean, giant loser, and so the fact that this show has affected anyone's life is quite startling to me, Jody. So thank you. The meet and greets really are amazing. Just, you know, people, because I did inter my mom's ashes on Friday with my dad in Arlington, and so it's been an emotional weekend. Oh, I did tell you guys the story.
Yes, it was hilarious.
Yeah. There was a lot of crying, yes, because I kept thinking my mom passed a year ago. Was it, you know? But of course, it was just,
well, yeah.
Now I'm the chick that cries at Arlington and on the radio.
Well, a lot of people, I'm sure, cry at Arlington.
You're not the only chick that's ever cried at Arlington.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not.
Okay, but this is the only in my family story.
Okay.
I have it if you want to read it.
It's so Knives Out meets 6 Feet Under. So a year ago when Mom died, I got so many lovely letters, some of which I read on the air from listeners. One woman, Rosemary, sent me this beautiful poem that I just, you know, about moms.
Right.
So I sent it to both my sisters. I sent them a lot of the letters and said, isn't this beautiful, people's, you know. Okay, so cut to, you know, it was just us. It was just the three of us, you know. So, and, you know, Mary's husband. And
sure.
So anyway, so we had just briefly, because it wasn't like it was a public thing.
Right.
So it was just you guys, by email in advance, you know, Mary's like, I wrote a poem, because Mary's an amazing poet. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I have a poem I'm going to read, and then I'm going to play a couple songs. You know, I'm the DJ.
Right.
Well, you are.
Wiki.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Record stress.
Did you really bring records into
it? Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
Yeah. Two turntables and a microphone.
I did burn it down.
Burn it down the house.
Right on. Baby got back. but then Libby's like, oh, you know, her husband has just had a couple of mini strokes, my brother-in-law, and so he wasn't there. So she had a lot on her plate. So anyway, she's just like, oh, my God, I'm so, and we're like, don't, you have to, it's just us. You don't need to say anything.
Right.
She's like, oh, I'll say a few words. Okay, so she's the eldest, so she goes first. So I have my poem queued up. I'm ready to go. She goes first, and she reads the exact same effing poem that I sent her. And she's there, and I'm like, Libby, that's my poem. That's what I was going to – that's all I have. She's like, no, you didn't. Someone else sent it to me. I'm like, no, I have it in my send file. And I'm playing Wind Beneath My Wings, and it freezes, and Mary goes, oh, well, you've only had a year to get ready for this. I'm like, shut up, Mary. My poem froze.
You had a year to queue that up. It's like that's a mistake I would make.
Like, Mom, Libby stole my poem. Mary's being a jerk. We start pulling each other's hair out, fall on Mom's ashes.
Sisters.
They get on Dad's grave. And scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was hilarious. I'm like, I literally, the beginning of my, I'm like, Mom, sorry, Libby stole my act. But anyway.
Right.
I really want to say. Lord. Anyway, and then I was stuck in D.C. airport almost all day and almost didn't make the show, so that was fun.
Oh.
My flight was delayed like 5-6 hours. So it hasn't been a stressful weekend or anything. And then I got
there.
And the thing happened.
Trains.
And Lawrence had to cancel. And then, hi, thanks for filling in today. I've had like an hour of sleep.
Would you like to do a Dr. Marty read?
I know I need to go take Bonnie and Clyde because I already explained now is the hike time.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And they are already powered by their Dr. Marty, so right. I must go now.
They're not used to being taken on a hike at this hour.
Can I just say bonus, the Cod Krispies, the bonus of that, not just how much they love them, the sound. Is just the sound. Oh, it's the greatest. Okay, well. Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Ms. Miller, for dropping by.
Yeah.
It is 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Marty. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look for. Yeah. Cooked dog food.
Oh, boy.
Like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
High amounts may even be connected to cancer, which is very scary. It's tricky because even, quote, healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really, really hard to avoid.
Yes.
That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious.
Yum, yum, yum.
Bonnie and Clyde love it, and Stephanie loves it as well. And guess what? You guys can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies that are very yummy, and they go, ang, 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 ang. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on.
Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, boy.
Oy vey. It's 26 minutes after the hour. Ms. Miller was just down here.
Yep.
So she's okay, but she will be hosting tomorrow. She will be properly in this seat tomorrow.
And we opened last segment with some breaking news.
Yes, we did. Trump's classified docs case has been dismissed by Judge Aileen Cannon. It was a 93-page ruling, which is very long and involved. She cites Justice Thomas in his concurrence in the immunity case several times in this ruling. It is appealable, according to Joyce Vance and Lawrence Tribe, who I believe know their stuff about the law. Mm-hmm. So it's going to end up at the 11th Circuit that has already slapped her down several times. I believe this might give Jack Smith reason to get her removed from the case, especially depending on what the 11th Circuit does. This is insane. She basically is saying, yes, Jack Smith was not properly appointed, whereas Durham and her and others were appointed the exact same way. Uh-huh. In fact, I believe Hunter Biden tried the same strategy, and he got slapped down saying, no.
Right.
Durham was properly appointed. So this is problematic. It will go to the 11th Circuit. They will most likely say no, not so fast, but then Donald can appeal it back to the Supreme Court, which he will. So at this moment, that's lame. And it's overshadowing what happened to Donald as well over the weekend. But this is not good news. This is terrible news. And Judge Aileen Cannon really, she has a lifetime appointment, kids.
Yep.
Unless she gets impeached, she's working this circuit for the rest of her life, unless she gets promoted to another
because
area.
That's one of the powers that the president has.
Mm-hmm.
They make lifetime appointments to the court, is why November is so important.
Yeah, it's not just the Supreme Court. It's your lower level courts as well. Every federal judge, they don't get elected. They get appointed. And so she has a lifetime appointment, and she's very young and terrible, in my humble little law and order opinion. She did the unthinkable just now, so the DOJ has to appeal this. The 11th Circuit hopefully will slap it down. Basically, otherwise there is no special counsel rule anymore.
Right.
He does answer to the Attorney General, unlike independent counsels, but he's funded separately, and that's been found to be legal in other courts across this country of ours. So obviously Justice Thomas agrees with her, otherwise she wouldn't have. Well, he told her to do it. He basically told her to do it.
Yeah.
So, okay, that was fun breaking news.
Hey!
Yeah! And we will have legal lad Dino Vidala tomorrow. And we might have John Fugelsang next if he got my email in time.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see you soon. It's 29 minutes after. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Despite Saturday's assassination attempt against Donald Trump, intelligence agencies insist they've seen no specific credible threats against the RNC.
As you'd expect, after the events yesterday, we've seen an uptick in social media chatter.
Michael Hensley leads the Milwaukee FBI office.
We also need the help of the public. If they see something during this time or feel uncomfortable with something, please let us know.
Civic media coverage of the RNC continues throughout the day and will bring you a live one-hour special report tonight at 7. People who own private wells should get their water tested after recent heavy rains and flooding. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says contaminated wells should be cleaned and no one should drink the water until tests come back negative. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Security is at the top of nearly everybody's mind as the Republican National Convention kicks off today in Milwaukee after a shooter attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump at a rally over the weekend. Thousands of officers from all over the country are assisting with safety, many of them from Wisconsin. 85 Madison police officers are in the Cream City to help with the convention. Many are ready to patrol protests, both on foot and on horseback. Plus, motorcycle officers will help with the motorcade. Even UW-Madison canine units will be on alert in Milwaukee. And COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Dane County following a national trend. In mid-May, the CDC reported about 3% of tests were positive. In late June, that number jumped to 9%. Wisconsin emergency room staff have seen a 10% increase in patients with COVID-19. If you want to keep yourself healthy, the basics make a difference. Wash your hands, stay away from anybody who's sick, and wear a mask. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main severe threats. There could be some locally heavy rain too. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot and humid, 88 today, 68 tonight, sunny, cooler, 82 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 77.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, along with Trigvi Olson. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
By the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Political disagreements can never, ever be addressed through violence. Disagreements are okay, but we need to use a peaceful political process to settle those differences. This is a moment where all leaders have a responsibility to speak and act with moral clarity, where all leaders need to take down the temperature and rise above the hateful rhetoric that exists and search for a better, brighter future for this nation.
Amen. That was Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania talking about the shooting over the weekend. It's 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller along with Chris Lavoie. And look who else. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for doing this again today. Everybody's going to be like, is it Friday?
Right. I know.
People are going to be very confused.
I know. Hi, Jody. Hi. Chris.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to be with all of you and with all of Stephanie's listeners and with all these wonderful people who support gun safety legislation as hard today as we did last week and last year.
Yeah.
I want to thank all of Stephanie's listeners for being the people in America who were the ones who tried to prevent the shooting over the weekend. Thank you, gun safety people. Wow. But don't worry. I don't know if you've heard, but Trump's okay. Mm-hmm. And they think he's going to be back to inciting violence at his own rallies in no time. Yeah. So we're really happy for him.
Yeah. It's kind of insane. Some of the rhetoric that's coming out from the right blaming Joe Biden for this.
Yeah.
Mike Collins from Georgia basically said Joe Biden sent the orders. And as Rude Pundit said earlier, technically that's legal now under the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that actually would be legal. So, I mean, thank John Roberts. Thank Donald Trump's three awful nominees to the court. They're also blaming Joe Biden for Vladimir Putin's war of choice in Ukraine. They're going to blame Joe Biden for everything. These aren't, you know, rational people. This is a cult. It's a cult of unmanly. Blind obedience, blind, unmanly obedience. And, you know, we're getting a step closer to seeing what it would have been like to see brown shirts happen. They don't care about the corruption. They don't care that Donald Trump really did it. They don't care that he really took these documents, that he really lied to his own lawyer, lied to his own lawyer about the documents, lied to the court, defied subpoenas. They just don't care. It is their America. And Donald Trump came along and spoke to this shrinking Christian nationalist demographic of white Christian Americans, Caucasian conservative Christians, who worship Jesus because they refuse to follow a single one of his damn teachings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he came along and he scapegoated and told them, don't blame 40 plus years of trickle-down economics. This is because of Muslims. This is because of undocumented immigrants. It's because of transgender kids wanting to play sports. It's because of women wanting control over their own bodies. Scapegoating. And now he was able to convince them of this mythic time when they had political and, more importantly, demographic dominance over this country. So they're a cult. And I just want to say, damn that shooter for taking the day away from Richard Simmons.
But, yeah.
You know, at least now, we've always wondered this for years, what would happen if gun violence ever affected someone Donald Trump actually loved? And now that's happened.
That's
so
right.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he claims that he is rewriting his speech for the convention. He's not writing it. We know that.
He's not writing it at all. And it's all going to be, it's all going to be anticlimax from this point out. He's going to have to pick a horrible person to be his running mate. Mm-hmm. Who's it going to be? I know you guys are as excited as me. Let's see this. There's Doug Burgum. Mm-hmm. He has a beard. Yeah. And there's J.D. Vance. He has a beard. Mm-hmm. And there's Tim Scott. And he's engaged to a woman named Mandy.
So it's he's be got a beard, too.
Yeah,
with this ruling with Aileen Cannon, like you were alluding to, it is appealable according to Lawrence Tribe and Joyce Vance and others, and they would know because they're lawyers. So that's a good thing. Do you think that the 11th Circuit is going to slap him down? But it'll go back to the Supreme Court at this point, right?
Yeah, it will. And history's going to have to see how much money and privilege can buy off this government. I mean, it was always possible to do. It's the end of the America as we know it. I'm not saying that we're all going to be in a dystopian hellscape, but I mean, with great power comes no accountability.
Yeah.
And they have rigged it in their own favor. And so we just have to be as calm as possible, not be crazy. Mm-hmm. Should expect to see the brown shirts strutting quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And just keep it focused on intelligence and decency, and keeping Donald Trump from hiring more judges, because we know exactly what will happen if he does. And they're thinking this is going to go well for them, having a president who's a king. First off, I still think Joe Biden's going to win this thing.
Me too.
I still think Donald Trump's going to lose, because I still think people care about Roe, and I don't buy the polls. But it's about to get really crazy. And this never would have happened if Merrick Garland had done his job and Donald Trump was safe in a jail cell away from the shooter this weekend. Trump should have been safe in prison the entire time. Again, we were fighting for Donald Trump's safety. We were fighting to have him snugly behind bars and to make sure that 20-year-old unstable men can't get their hands on weapons designed to kill lots of people really fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, we mentioned earlier that the shooter couldn't rent a car or rent a hotel room in most cities in this country because he was under 25.
Yeah.
But access to guns, no biggie.
That's it. And consistently, it is these males, mainly white males in their 20s, who have shown us time and time again, until you push a button that says white males in their 20s don't flip out emotionally, white males in their 20s should not be allowed, civilians should not be allowed to own this kind of military hardware.
I agree. 100% agree with you. CNN.
But this is what it's like being pro-life in America, Jody.
I know.
Lonely club. I wanted to say, I'm glad Trump is safe for the first time in his life. 2 inches was exactly enough. I'm so glad. Glad it all worked out.
So, so on Sunday, Phil Mattingly basically said, the number of people I've heard from last night, people who aren't diehard Trump supporters, who have just had a visceral response to this on their behalf, it was driven by things that have occurred. Democrats have said, he's like, no. The other thing I would say is, look, every speech Donald Trump gives, he talks about if Joe Biden wins, the country dies. So let's be real. It isn't because Joe Biden says Donald Trump is an existential threat. I can read. Both sides are saying the exact same thing here. I'm blaming Donald's rhetoric is way worse than any Democrat I've ever heard.
It's not a comparison. Yeah, don't no both sides on this. Donald Trump literally told people to beat up protesters at his rallies. He lied and said that he would pay their legal bills. Mm-hmm. He launched a terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol where Americans died because of his lies and ended America's 240-year peaceful transfer of power. I'd also mention he sexually assaults women, but I know Republicans don't consider that to be violence anymore, do they?
No, they
don't. So, again, this was a Republican shooter. This kid was a registered Republican. This is them. This is their house. This is their chickens coming home to roost. This is the culture of violence and gun proliferation they have fought for and been so indifferent for. And now there's finally been one shooting Republicans care about. So here's my plan. If we could just get every child in America to dress as Donald Trump every day, and if we got wigs for Donald Trump for every child in America, so every child looked like Donald Trump, maybe the Republicans would do something to prevent the next school shooting. It could finally happen.
Yeah, it is. It's they're still not even calling for gun safety at this point, which is insane to me. I mean, these people were wearing AR-15s as lapel pins not too long ago.
They can't. They're owned. The NRA used to be a gun safety organization. Then it became a gun rights organization. Hasn't been a gun rights organization for over 25 years. They are the lobbying wing of the gun manufacturers. So the racket is, they'll say, oh, Clinton's coming for, I'm sorry, Obama's coming for, I'm sorry, Biden's coming for your guns. Mm-hmm. Hearing this my whole life, zero guns grabbed, but they do it because they got to scare you. So every time there's a shooting, they say, I subscribe to their emails. I read these. Biden's coming for your guns. So people believe this, they go out and buy more guns, and that's how the gun manufacturers make a killing every time there's a killing. Mm-hmm. I'm on the side that tried to prevent this shooting. I'm on the side that doesn't want 20-year-old civilians to have access to machines designed to kill lots of humans really fast. But the NRA paid Donald Trump $30 million in 2016 to keep those particular weapons easily accessible to civilians. This would not have happened if Bush had renewed Bill Clinton's ban endorsed by Reagan. That civilian Republican kid should not have had access to that hardware.
I agree. It's I'm glad that Donald is okay. I feel terrible for the man who was killed. Mm-hmm. And for Donald and others to say God prevented the worst thing to ever happen.
Marco Rubio said the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what blasphemers do. These people aren't Christian, and the media's got to start calling them out. for Marco Rubio to come out and say God kept Trump safe, that is the blasphemer's way of saying God wanted someone dead in the crowd.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, that poor man's family is going through this right now because he protected his family.
But Donald Trump's going to weaponize that. Donald Trump's going to put this man's family on stage at his rallies and get everyone to cheer them. Remember when he sent the troops to Niger and someone got killed and he had his widow come and Trump got a standing ovation for a widow he'd created? That's exactly what's going to happen here. This poor man's family is going to be brought on stage and turned into props to make people feel righteous about voting for this guy who has encouraged so much violence in our communities.
I sure hope that they don't agree to that, but you never. There are Trumpers, so it's likely that they would agree
this
to something.
Family
like that.
Is going to be put on stage like Benghazi family members. They're going to exploit the violence for votes.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is going to use this for himself. And by the way, the only time that getting shot turns you into a good person is in the screenplay for the film regarding Henry. This is going to be forgotten in a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's a moment, but it's not going to make Donald Trump a good man. It's not going to make him decent. It's not going to make his economic policies, things that are going to stimulate growth for the middle class and working people. It's not going to bring back Roe v. Wade. It's not going to erase his criminal record or his felonies or the fact that he stole classified documents from this country. History will tell the truth. They might have found a way to keep us teaching racism in history class, but they're not going to find a way to keep the world and future generations from knowing the extent of this corruption and how deep and broad the threat to the America we grew up with really is. I mean, Joe Biden's not allowed to enforce existing laws, but he's now allowed to break them.
Right.
Where we live.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So before we got on earlier, you were talking about the show in Boston, and you went on first. How was that? I mean, that was quite, you had to change your act, I would imagine, just a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, I was all set to come out for the sexy liberal talk each other off a ledge tour. I was ready to come out. I had all my ageism jokes. My God, I went and did a benefit up in at Stonewall last weekend just to, like, work out the new opening where it's all about calm down about the ageism.
Right.
And suddenly it's like calm down about assassination attempts that are going to hurt Caligula. But it was a great, great crowd. Look, people want to laugh, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. We're the ones who are opposed to violence. We're the ones who are opposed to gun proliferation. We're the ones opposed to all this fascism. So I think it's great whenever there is any kind of awful event, and it was an awful event, and I join all my Republicans in demanding an explanation.
Yeah.
How was this kid? We know how he was able to arm himself with military hardware.
Right.
It's the Republican Party. That's the reason why. We know how Donald Trump in February of 2017 overturned an Obama rule making it harder for mentally ill people to get their hands on guns really quick. So we know the Republican Party put the damn gun in the kid's hand.
Right.
How was he able to get in position in the most obvious place at the entire rally? I mean, why did it take Secret Service so long to get to this guy after the bullets? I have many, many questions about all of this. And it's really, frankly, quite scary that this young man was able to get into position and get off a shot at a president. Because, guys, this hasn't happened in 60 years. Not like this.
Right.
And this happened because someone didn't do their job. We're going to be learning a lot about this.
Yeah, no, it is weird because when you look at the aerial photographs of the buildings around where Donald was speaking, that was just an obvious place to put somebody. Plus all the trees around there, you put them in trees too so that they're hidden and nobody sees Secret Service, but we know they're there. I mean, the fact that they weren't. It's amazing to me, and Rude Pundit pointed out that Butler, Pennsylvania, probably doesn't have a major SWAT team, like, say, Los Angeles or New York would have if you're going to partner with other law enforcement agencies. I doubt they have a major, or a lot of them. You need a lot of people when it's that kind of an event to protect the people speaking. It's crazy to me that one place, 150 yards away, that's crazy to me.
We're going to be learning a lot about this, because that's the weirdest part about the whole story.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. Well, John, you can go back to bed now.
Yeah. Get some sleep.
I put your listeners to sleep. I just want to remind everybody, whatever happens, guys, I'm voting for whoever is running that hasn't been friends with Jeffrey Epstein and Roy Cohn and Vladimir Putin. I'm voting for whoever hasn't had a Nazi named Nick Fuentes over to his house for Thanksgiving. None of this has changed anything. None of this has made Donald Trump a good person. And for Steve Schmidt to compare this to Teddy Roosevelt, getting shot, Teddy Roosevelt took a bullet in his body, wasn't rushed off, and still gave the damn speech with a bullet in his body. Right. So yeah. Not quite exactly the same.
And also very different Republicans.
Teddy Roosevelt had quit the Republican Party and was running as a progressive when he got shot.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much, John. Go back to bed.
Oh, guys, thank you both so much. Have a great weekend. Okay. Thanks to everybody in Boston. What a great, great audience we had.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for Atlanta. I hear it's perfect in late July.
It's not humid. It's not hot.
Yeah.
No.
So excited, guys.
Mosquitoes the size of small planes. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Have a great one.
All right,
bye.
Thanks.
Thank you, John. Oh, goodness. There we go. Yeah. There it is. It is 49 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. Similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Provisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it's working. Hi, it is 55 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with Chris Lavoie. And we have Seth, the homo of hope. I saw your picture.
Hey, Seth.
Hello, homo. Hello, hetero. Yes, I want to talk about the big event that happened this weekend. I met the homo of Phil, and he was great. Now, but we're a little bit bitter because we had the whole media blitz planned, but then we got upstaged by the rally, and we're trying not to personalize it.
Right.
But as a codependent person, I'm willing to work on my issues of codependency. I'm just not willing to work on it alone.
Right.
So I just want to say that Jenny the Giggling Whore mentioned Jim of all time, not to have Jim Ward in the conspiracies. Mm. I'm just picturing the conversation between Jim Ward and Judy Tenuta. Jim saying, oh, and then it was probably this, and Judy would be going, it could happen. And then Jim giving the next one, he goes, it could happen. I just think they're really revving it up there. But on a serious note about the case in Florida. So this is my question, and I studied law from the Jody Hamilton School of law, so I don't know a lot. Not that you're not a great teacher. But, okay, if the 11th Circuit, they appeal and they win the appeal, would it go back to her because she doesn't have a case anymore? Because for her, she dismissed it. So is it no longer in her purview would be my question.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that this would give, because there's only, I think, three judges in that county that you can pick from. She just happened to be the one they got. But I don't know if it goes back down to her court after the appeal or if it just goes back into the pool. I do not know that. But Dino Bedalla, who may not know the Florida laws, but he is going to be on tomorrow. So I'm sure that Stephanie will have plenty of questions for him regarding this breaking news about the documents case being dismissed.
A plethora of questions. It's just so interesting how things converge and all happen at the same time.
Yeah.
And it
looks like we're getting a Trump VP pick today too. So much stuff is happening.
So much stuff. I mean, it's insane today. So yeah, I'm glad you had a nice time with your doppelganger.
The homo filth.
And I have the pictures. I will show Christopher because he's no longer on Twitter. So I will show him the photos of you guys. Yeah. And I think you look gorgeous in your little shirts and the bird of paradise and everything. I love it.
I wore that for you because I think one of you said, Jody, you said, you know, there needs to be birds around him. So I intentionally, as you picked Stephanie's wardrobe, you kind of picked my wardrobe.
Aw, that's sweet. And my sister Carrie actually had a bird of paradise tattooed on herself. So that means a lot.
The flower?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was beautiful. Bye, Seth. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. You too.
I mean, it was just like, yeah, she did. It was beautiful.
Oh, cool.
It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with Cliff Schechter.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. As the Republican National Convention